Shalom, shalom, Israel. It's your brother, Ajayi, coming at you again. Always being led by the Spirit, bringing out the scriptures of the Most High. To the one-thirds of Israel, I say shalom. To the Akiyam, priests, and apostles out there teaching the word in truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you. And to 144,000 elect that the Lord is raising up through our prophets, I say shalom. To the avid listeners of the show and the podcast and the videos, watching the videos, being edified and listening in edification, learning in the Lord's word, I say shalom to you. Today I wanted to touch on, I did a lesson yesterday on YouTube, and today I wanted to do the podcast version of it, touch on that, how merciful God is towards his people, which is the Israelites. We're going to bring out a few scriptures and break down, what those mean. So basically, in the beginning to every show, as always, I like to give our new listeners that are just not tuning in for the first time or just hearing this podcast show for the first time, the reason why this podcast is put together is basically the edification of our people, the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian, and Mexican. That are living in our captivity today in Babylon the Great, also known as, USA, that, our people need to come to an understanding of who we are, right? And then the Lord is raising up a lot of men, in the scriptures and prophets that are out here, like I said, teaching and preaching the word, in truth and sincerity. So my objective with this is to teach our people who we are, to tell you guys to repent, right, and to return back to the Most High and keep the Lord's laws, statutes, and commandments, So if you bear witness and you're hearing this podcast and you're hearing the messages, then definitely take heed to the Lord's voice. So with that being said, let's begin the show. Like I said, wanted to touch upon how God is always showing mercy to his people, to the house of Israel. All right, so let's get into scripture. First scripture I want to pull out is Genesis 39:21, and it reads, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him his mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper in prison." So, if you guys are familiar with the story of Joseph, you know that his brothers sold him into slavery to the Egyptians. Right, so at this point in the story, it goes a little bit to that. It goes into how God has blessed Joseph because his hand was with Joseph, right, in all the things that he did. So he actually, helped the Pharaoh to be blessed, in the land. So the Pharaoh looked favorable, on Joseph because the Lord was with him, but. Like I said, prior to this, Joseph was falsely accused, right, of trying to lay with the Pharaoh's wife. It was basically she was lying on him, and so the king, got upset and put him in prison. And here we are, at this verse. So we know that the Lord is still with Joseph, and it reads 39:21. But the Lord was with Joseph, so. How was the Lord with Joseph? Basically, we know the Lord was with Joseph because he's from the bloodline, for one. The seed of Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. So that bloodline, is in the seed. So we know that the Lord is with him because, that's the bloodline the Lord chose. And he was with all that, the seed of that bloodline. So, it says, and he showed him mercy. So even though he was, falsely accused and thrown in prison, he didn't get mistreated because the Lord showed favor unto him. So wherever he was, the Lord was with him, right? Let's jump down to Exodus 20, verse 6. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So let's jump into... let's read the definition of mercy. It says, it means, the definition, right, means mercy, kindness, or goodwill toward the miserable and afflicted, joined with a desire to relieve them. So taking that context of the word, or taking it into the context of the word today, right, and what God has mercy on us, doesn't he have a desire? Doesn't he have a desire among us, you know? Are we with him, you know, in our affliction? So we're in our captivity, right? So we know that we're the people of the Most High. We know that we're the chosen seed. We know that we're the children of the Most High. And so God, you know, is still with the remnant of us, you know, even in his captivity. But it says right here, is a key word, and keep my commandments, that love me and keep my commandments. So if we love the Most High, right, we have to keep his commandments so that the Lord can continue can grow our spirit so that we get understanding, right? So that we continue to progress, you know, in our spirit, and not be overtaken by the curses. So that's one of the important things, that we have to stay in his word, right? So that the Lord can continue to dwell with us, because we're not keeping these laws and commandments, you know. The Lord is not gonna simply deal with us, you know, in prayer or any of the things that we're doing, because we're going off. We're being unfaithful. We're not hearkening to his voice. So in order, like a parent, right, in order to get that favor, in order to, you know, God to not allow the curse to come to you, and for you to dwell in that spirit, continue to have understanding and be able to you know, progress, that you have to keep these laws and commandments, because they're basically, you know, to allow you to continue to grow, you know, and the law is not grievous, right? So let me read that one more time. Exodus 26, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love him, those of us that love the Lord, like we say, right? Or the Lord is in my heart, right? How do we know? Yeah, we keep the commandments. So that's pretty plain and simple, right? I know that, you know, a lot of what we learn in these churches and the way the pastors are teaching, you know, in these churches, in these religions, right, Christianity, that's not the way they teach. But you have to come to understanding that the way the structure of this nation, this world is today, that it's we're under Esau's kingdom, so we're in wickedness. So Esau's not going to teach us about our heritage. You know, he's not going to teach us about the Bible the correct way. He's not going to show us that we're chosen people of God. He's not going to do that. That's just not happening, right? Because Esau's spirit, the so-called white man, Esau's spirit is upright in him, right? So it's not in his spirit, you know, to really get into these scriptures, to really teach these scriptures the way they're meant to be taught, right? And you can tell a person who they are, you know, by their spirit. So as you know, there's confusion of faith. So there's people that look, you know, like Esau, that have the spirit of the Most High, that have the spirit of Yahushua. So, you know, that's because we've been scattered out of our land, right? And so we've been among all the nations. So a lot of the times, or in today's modern times, a lot of our, you know, the house of Israel, or there are people in the house of Israel that, you know, have confusion of faith. But your spirit is your testimony. Your spirit testifies who you are. So if your spirit, you know, hearkens to these words, hearkens to this, you know, the commandments and the things in this Bible, we know that, you know, we can tell who you are by your spirit. It's the same thing as someone coming into this truth and learning about this in their spirit, you know what I'm saying, is not, you know, gravitating into these scriptures and gaining that understanding, right? You know, the spirit is not with them. So that's another thing. You know, they can look just like a so-called, you know, Israelite. They can look like an Israelite, but their spirit is not in them. Then, you know, we know that the Lord is not dealing with them. So it's directly through the bloodline, but also through the spirit. So we have to, you know, you have to know that. Jump into Exodus 25:22. And there I will meet thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat. from between the cherubim, which is upon the ark of the testimony of all the things I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. Right? So we know this is dealing with, again, this is dealing with the children of Israel. It's dealing with Israel. All throughout the Bible, the Lord deals with the children of Israel. Right? Even when they're scattered and practicing the custom of the other nations. Right? And they're known as Hellenistic. They're still seeds of Abraham. They still follow the bloodline. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, like in today's world, even though we weren't born, you know, in Israel, right? A lot of us not born in Israel because of the history that happened to us. We were removed from our land, sold into slavery under the curses, and you know, now a lot of us are scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. So a lot of us, you know, that are here in America, even though we're not born in Israel, we're still Israelites because our bloodline, you know, is from, you know, our forefathers. So that's where you trace, you know, like a family tree, that's where you trace our heritage back to. So we know that we're Israelites through the bloodline, right? So, and like I was saying, a lot of us don't practice, you know, our heritage, and get into these scriptures because we weren't taught that, you know? We're not in our land, so what were we taught? We were taught the customs of our oppressor, and our oppressor is Esau, the so-called white man, that, you know, he goes against everything that the Most High has set up, you know, for our nation of people, right? They don't allow us to really keep these commandments through the way that their system is set up, their structure of, you know, system, their nation, right? It goes against everything the Most High, you know, says for us to do. So let me read that again. And there I will meet thee. Quote the verse. Exodus 25:22. And there I will meet thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat. Now, what is the mercy seat? Right? It's symbolic to the divine intervention between God and Israel. In other words, Yahweh established how we would intervene with the Most High, with Him, right? Through the priest, he set up the priesthood. There was Aaron, right? When we first came out of Egypt, we know that Aaron, you know, Moses' brother was actually, he was ordained to be the priest. So he started off with the priesthood with Aaron. Then the Levites, right? Okay, on down to Yahusha, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. Now, when we pray, we pray in the Son's name, Yahusha. And that is the way, and that is, you know, the symbolism of the mercy seat. So Yahusha is our mediator, right? So the mercy is basically, you know, through breaking it down, is basically the intermediator, the mediator, right? Between the Most High and Israelite. Because we have to believe through Yahusha, who the world calls ignorantly Jesus Christ, we have to believe through the Son in order for our prayers to be heard, right? So that mercy seat and symbolism is Yahusha. And before that, you know, before Yahweh came down and Yahweh Shai came down to be the sacrifice for the Israelites, that our sins be done away with, right? So you know that the way it was set up, that we sacrificed through animals, right, for our sins. So we had to slaughter an animal and sacrifice the blood of that animal, you know, for the sins of Israel, for the house of Israel. So now, you know, as they say, Yahweh Shai is that sacrificial lamb. You know, so that act was done once. It doesn't need to be done anymore. You know, He came for the ultimate sacrifice, and now we can receive through believing, through faith, that we believe in Yahweh Shai, you know, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that our prayers be heard, that we have that mediator. So that mediator is Yahweh Shai, that mercy seat is Yahweh Shai. Okay, if you have ears to hear. 2 Samuel 25:51. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and show of mercy, and is anointed, and his anointed unto David and his seed forever. You know, and that word forever is to be taken literally, right? So let me read that again. He is, 2 Samuel 22:51. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, his seed, forevermore. So he's the seed of the anointed. So who are the anointed? Right? The house of Israel, the men in the house of Israel who the Lord brought up as kings, right, during the ancient times, were the anointed. On down to, again, Yahushua. He was anointed. So he was our anointed salvation. Right? So, you know, God shows his grace and mercy to us, you know, throughout history, throughout the Bible, throughout, you know, our modern day times now. Right? You know, so when we want to pray to the Most High, who do we go to? We go through Yahushua. That's the mercy. You know, he died for our sins. So, you know, ultimately, God gave us, you know, the sacrifice through Yahushua, Salakia, through Yahushua, to be the sacrifice, to be, you know, that mediator between him and the people of Israel, us, so that we can, you know, have our prayers heard, so we can pray amongst our Most High, because God has order. God has order to all things. So this is the order in which he set up, you know, all the things on the earth, especially with the house of Jacob. So again, we know that God's anointed only comes out of the house of Israel, you know, because he's only dealing with the Israelites. Let's move on. 1 Kings, verse 8:23. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven above or the earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart. You know, and that's jumping back to Genesis 39:21, right, where the Lord was dealing with Joseph. It says, you know, because Joseph, you know, had that relationship with the Most High because of, you know, he was descendant, you know, Abraham and Isaac, right? So he was dealing, Lord is always, you know, dealing with the seed of Israel, you know, although, you know, the whole world came, you know, we all know the whole world came out of Adam, right? God chose a certain nation of people who would come from that bloodline to be the salvation for Israel, you know, on down to Yahushua, where that's our, you know, our mercy seat, our sacrifice, our salvation, right? So the Lord was merciful in many ways, you know, if we keep his laws and commandments. So we know that the Lord is merciful and is dealing with us when we keep these laws and commandments, because we can see, like I said, back in, you know, earlier times when God dwells and builds that spirit in you, that, you know, he's doing it through you growing in the faith and keeping these laws and commandments. All right, now let me read it again. 1 Kings 8:23. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or earth beneath. So, you know, there's no God like you, you know, in the heavens, right? Above the heavens, right? Or beneath the earth, you know, the ground. Who keepeth thy covenant of mercy with thy servants that walk before thee, the covenant of mercy, right? He gave us his laws and commandments. He said that I want you to be, you know, my saints, my anointed people, who I'm going to bring salvation forth through Yahushua, and gave us these laws to follow by, you know, their laws of righteousness. So in the other nations, while they're going off practicing this wickedness, because the Lord doesn't have that relationship with them, right? He has it only with the house of Israel, right? And who are the house of Israel? Who are the Israelites today? Those are the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian, and Mexicans. You know, who are the people oppressed? These are the people, you know, that we look at today that you can see all around the four corners of earth that are being unjustified, you know, through the treatment of the other nations and through the society that we're in, you know? And so people look upon us as if, you know, we're the bottom of society, we're the lowest class, but we are actually, you know, the children of the Most High, and God's dealing with us and us only. So when destruction comes and when judgment comes, you know, the Lord is coming to save his people. You know, how is he saving a nation of other people who he has not dealt with, who he doesn't, you know, have a relationship with, who already serve their gods. Do you think these other nations are serving the Most High and keeping His laws and commandments? Right? You go to any nation and you ask them, what commandments are you keeping? You know, they're going to look at you like, you know, they know the God that they serve. They know that, but a lot of our nation, a lot of the people of the heathen nations don't want us to know who we are. And why do they, you know, you got to ask yourself, why do people have a hard time when a lot of our brethren and teachers out there teach this true sincerity and read out of the Bible that people get offended? They say a lot of times, oh, you're misinterpreting it, but the person is only reading the scripture. The Bible is for no interpretation, so nobody's, you know, misinterpreting. The same way that I'm reading scriptures when I do these podcasts to you, I'm quoting scripture. I'm reading scripture, you know, reading scripture with understanding. You have to have context of the story that's going on. And the only way you can understand, right, and have that spirit is the Most High is dealing with you. So the Most High we know is not dealing with these other nations. Therefore, you know, these other nations really can't comprehend in their spirit, you know, how the Lord is working. You know, they know the Lord, right? They know that it's the Lord of the, you know, the God of Israel. They know that, but, you know, they know, and also that they are not being dealt with, you know, through the Most High. And they know that they're not included in the salvation. They know that, but they really fight hard to kind of, you know, take that away from us, right? Take that away from the people who are in the Bible. And this Bible is directly, as you read, it's directly dealing with the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Native Indian. You know, there's prophecies in it. There's things that happened already, you know. The curses only fit this nation of people. But, like I said, they don't have that spirit, you know, to for them to be able to admit it and accept it. You know, they have a hard time dealing with that, you know. Moving on to the, let's jump into Chronicles 17:13. Let's read through 14. I will be the father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him as I took it from him that was before. You know, and this is talking about Yahushua, right? You're not saying that Yahushua, that the Most High took away his mercy from Yahushua. It's saying that, you know, like I said, the way things were set up before, the anointed kings and the people, you know, and the Levites and the priesthood that was set up, you know, Israel was continuing, we were continuing to go on. So there were times and periods where the Most High removed his face from us, right? He handed us over to our enemies. We went into captivity of other nations, you know, whenever we sinned against the Most High. But the Most High is saying here that he's going to give his mercy unto Yahushua and not remove that. He's not taking away that, right? So basically, his salvation, right, can't be taken away. It was given to Israel, to the house of Israel, you know, to that one third of us that's going to keep these laws and commandments and accept his word, you know, be faith and works, that's going to get that salvation. So, you know, that act was done. Yahushua, who the world only calls Jesus Christ, he died on the cross for us, for the house of Israel, for our sins. So that mercy cannot be taken away, you know. let me read again. 17, Chronicles 17:13. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it away from him that was before thee. Verse 14. But I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne will be established forever. So this whole verse, like I said, it dealing with Yahushua coming back, coming to be the salvation for Israel and establishing of the kingdom forever, right? That salvation for the Israelites, that mercy that God has given us, you know, was established, you know, for us, for the people of Israel, and cannot be taken away. Because prior to this, throughout, you know, the history, like I said, we made sacrifices for our sins, but through Yahushua, our sins are forgiven. And this is our grace period, right? And we are to rehearse, follow, follow the laws and commandments and keep them to our best ability. So now, you know, what we're required to do is keep these laws and commandments, return back to the Most High, repent from our sins, you know, if we're just coming into His truth, or even if we're already in the truth and, you know, we go off, we have to repent, you know, not willfully do these sins anymore, right? And commit to the laws and commandments and keep them, keep these acts and rehearse these acts of righteousness, and teach this truth, be spreading this truth unto our nation of people, right? So that's what we're dealing with. That's the kingdom that's being set when the Most High comes back, right? The salvation is for Israel, and He's going to destroy this nation. You know, people are going to get judged. He's going to take the other nations into captivity. They're going to serve the Israelites for 1,000 years, right? And God's going to set the new kingdom up, the kingdom of Jacob, you know, and we're going to dwell under righteousness, you know, so there's not going to be sin, you know, amongst the Israelites. We're going to be, the 144,000 elect is going to be the governing body of rulership. So we're going to be teaching the laws and commandments to these other nations that the Most High is now going to be dealing with these other nations, right? You know, in righteousness and in judgment. So if the nations keep these laws and commandments, you know, all will go well. But if they don't, you know, there's going to be judgment. And most likely that judgment, you know, depending on what it is, it's going to result in something, you know, very harsh, you know, even unto death. So the Lord is going to reveal whose nation the people are, you know, in the end times, right? So the whole world is going to know, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that these are the children of Israel, are His chosen people. And the world is going to bear witness to that. And then He's going to destroy the nation, take those who survive, right, into captivity, and going to build up the house of Israel, right? And we're going to go back to our homeland. So that's who the salvation is for. That's who the Lord is coming for. And this is His mercy unto us. So even until the day in our captivity, that we don't be overtaken. Slaki, that we don't be overtaken. We keep these laws and commandments. Return to the Most High. You know? So in anything that we deal in life, you know, there's rules, balance, and structure. So even in the kingdom of heaven, and even in our captivity, you know, there's rules, balance, and structure. So we have to follow these laws, keep them to our best ability, right? We worship the Most High, repent from our sins, not continually, willfully sin, okay? You know, because we're dead to sin now, right? Yahweh Shai nailed that to the cross, you know, since that we no longer have to live in sin, you know? The sacrifice has been made, so now we can be living, you know, and thriving to be perfect with the Most High, so that our ways and actions, you know, according to what the Bible, you know, and these laws and commandments tell us, you know, and they're not grievous. So that's what the salvation is for, the mercy is for, the house of Israel, you know, as I've broken down, you know. Hopefully, Israel, this was edifying for you. I do hope that, you know, through every podcast and through every edification that you come closer to the Most High, that it brings you understanding, that you get edified, and that you continue to listen and support, you know, listen and support the message being brought out, because this is, you know, something for our people. And if we love our people, we want them to know, you know, who they are and what the Most High requires of us, so that, you know, we don't be destroyed, so that we can have that salvation. And so, to you one-thirds, continuing to keep the laws and commandments, I say shalom to you. The 144,000 elect that are being woken up in this truth, I say shalom to you. And to the brethren and Akiyam out there teaching this word in truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you. And to the average listeners of the podcast that are listening to truth and sincerity, being edified, I say shalom to you. Shalom, shalom, Israel. It's your brother, Rajai, coming at you again. Always being led by the Spirit, bringing out the words of the Most High in truth and sincerity. I say shalom to you. To the Israelites, the one-third of you keeping the laws and commandments, and to your best ability, the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian, I say shalom to you. To our brethren, Akiyam, out there teaching and preaching the gospel through truth and sincerity, according to the Most High, out there reaching our brethren, and bringing back, you know, the house of Israel, that remnant that's left of us, I say shalom to you. And to the 144,000 elect that are out there, you know, being awakened into the truth at these last days and times, I say shalom to you. And to our avid listeners of the podcast show that are listening through edification and learning the truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you. Today, I wanted to touch up on the going into the topic of, that we were sold to the other nations, which means we have enemies, right? So these nations are not, you know, our friends. Although we live amongst them, they are not. They're not here to help us prosper. They're not here to do any good, to see us, you know, live fruitfully. To be honest, if they can have it, these other nations would definitely have us extinct. But the Lord has a plan for his nation of people. So I'm going to bring that out with scripture, bring out a couple of things, break down some verses, precepts for you guys, and also, you know, kind of get into that a little bit more deeper. But before I get into all that, as always, I want to, you know, address the new listeners that are just tuning in. If you haven't heard the show before, the reason why that I do this show is to edify a nation of people. Then we have to first understand who we are as a people to understand, you know, what our future holds for us. And the salvation is for the house of Israel. So once we know that we're the Israelites that the Bible speaks of, the direct descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? We're the people that God chose for his own salvation, that he's going to raise us back up and put us in order, right? But, you know, these things have to come. These prophecies have to be fulfilled. And before Yahweh Shai returns, right, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, we need to get our house in order. We need to return back to the Most High. We need to keep the laws and commandments. So in doing this and putting out these podcasts and videos and things that I do to edify a nation, you know, that is to get our people to understand that we are the chosen seed of God and, you know, to return and repent, you know, from our sins and keep the laws and commandments. Now, with all that, you know, being said, like I said, I'm going to touch upon, you know, us being sold into the nations and being under the oppression of our enemies. So the first scripture I want to go into is Barakah 40, Salakia 4, verse 6. You were sold to the nations, not for your destruction, but because you moved God to wrath. Ye were delivered unto the enemies, right? And it's plural. It says enemies. So that tells us that we have enemies out here, right? But we were delivered unto them because of our, you know, our sin. We have to understand our history. We have to understand this Bible is about us. This Bible is a direct heritage of our people. So, you know, when we read this Bible, understand that these are our forefathers. You know, these are our nation of people. And these other nations don't want us to believe that. They don't want to recognize that. That's why, you know, the system is set up, you know, under this nation the way it is. Because nothing in this land, nothing in this nation protects us. Nothing in this nation gives us security. Nothing in this nation helps us to prosper. Right? So we have to understand that we have enemies. Plural, not just, you know, one nation, but we have enemies, and we were sold unto every nation. You know, we served under every nation, and we're still under oppression. Okay, so we have to understand that first. We have to understand that we are the people of this Bible. We need to return back to the Most High, keep the laws and commandments. I'm going to read to you John 15:25. This is dealing with Jesus Christ, who the world ignorantly calls Salakia. This deals with Yahweh Shai, Jesus Christ, who the world ignorantly Salakia. This deals with Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly called Jesus Christ. Salakia for that, Israel. So, John 15:25. For this is to fulfill what is written in the law. They hated me without reason. Okay? So, Yahweh Shai, right, is saying in this scripture that, you know, the people, you know, during this time hated him as well. Right? Mainly, you know, there were the other nations, but, you know, in this point in time, he's talking about a lot of two-thirds of our people, right? We were not, you know, believing that he was the Messiah. We were not believing that he was the Son of God, you know. And as a people, you know, this is another one of our sins, the two-thirds of us, that, you know, basically, you know, cast it out, you know, Yahweh. And we're guilty of that, but the Lord, you know, he knew this. The Lord knew this. The Most High knew this. So this was his divine plan, even knowing that. So let me read it again. For this is to fulfill what is written in the law. So it's written that, you know, Yahweh had to go through this. They hated me without reason. And because of his righteousness and his service and his will to the Most High, that Yahweh, you know, was going to be hated. Because at this time, you know, a lot of our people were, you know, just like now, are doing wickedly. and not hearkening, you know, unto the Most High when these scriptures and words are being brought out to the prophets and so forth. Okay? And, you know, and similarly, right, this is referring to a lot of the heathen nations, like no one has pity on our suffering as a nation of people, right? And then nobody has done anything to correct, you know, the what's been done to us in the past. They continue to oppress us. They flatter with their lips, with words, you know, but not fulfilling on their promises. Well, they'll say, oh, I feel sorry about that and this and that, but none of these people that are in the office that are in a position to right their wrongs are doing anything. And that just tells you that, you know, they don't care for us, you know, because we're still under oppression of our enemies, the so-called Esau, so-called white man, Salakia, which is Esau. Psalms 35:20, for they do not speak peace, but devise deceitful schemes against those who live quietly in the land, right? Now, who are the people living quietly in the land, right? And who are the people deceitful scheming against those that living quietly in the land? Now, if you look at that and you do a real good examination of the people that are being oppressed, the people that are being shot, the people that are on the bottom, that, you know, being denied everything, the laws and the judicial system and how it's created, you know, and all the things that have been going on, you know, since we ever, you know, was brought over here on the ships of slavery. They sold us to the slavery. They raped, murdered, and robbed, you know, the natives of this land. They forced, you know, a nation of people into slavery, you know, killed, raped, murdered, off the blood and sweat of the Israelites, the so-called black, so-called blacks. You know, and they've done all these things, and they have yet to correct or to atone for their wickedness, right? But they keep us in oppression. They set up the laws now that they don't, you know, they don't have to do it, but it's coming out now more, where you're seeing a lot of people, you know, you're seeing on the news people getting hung, you're seeing on people on the news and people, you know, continually the cops are getting shot, people are being falsely accused of jail sentences, and, you know, these ridiculous sentences for things that, you know, are unjustly, you know, given unto our people, right? And this is what Esau, you know, has set up his judicial system to uphold his white supremacy and oppress the so-called, you know, black Native American, Seminole Indian, and Mexicans, right? Kicking the Mexicans out of their own land, building up a wall, all that stuff, you know? And his laws are, you know, his laws are basically against the Most High, and they do nothing for our people, you know? Every law in this land, every law created, does not hold favor in the Israelites as a nation of people. When you go to the court system, like I said, you'll see injustice. On these streets, you'll see injustice. In businesses, in corporations, you'll see injustice. Last hire, first fire, right? You know, everything they practice is of wickedness against the people, you know, of God. So-called black, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indians. Psalm 69:4. Those who hate me without cause outnumber the hairs on my head. Many are those whom would destroy me, my enemies, without cause. Though I do not steal, I must repay. Okay? read that verse again, 69, Psalm 69, 4. Those who hate me without cause outnumber the hairs of my head, right? So they hate, it's a perpetual hate. And you can't really even number it, you know? It's in their spirit. Many of those who would destroy me, my enemies, without cause, though I did not steal, I must repay. So we did not willfully come to this land, right? We did not willfully want to work under the conditions of this land, right? But we had to pay in that slavery, in unjust slavery at that, right? To treat a nation so wickedly against innocent lives and blood was shed, the cries of the ancestors and the murders, you know, are in the earth. You know, the blood of those of our ancestors cry out. You know, and Esau wants to just, you know, ignore the fact, oh, that was a long time ago. Oh, you know, I wasn't there. But these people, you know, that shows you how wicked of a spirit they are. They don't give a damn. They don't care. You know, if a righteous and honest man, you know, was in a position, and something happened to a people, you know, of another nation that he was under, and if a so-called righteous man would fulfill his righteousness, would say, okay, my people did this to you, right? Would make amends, right? They would do the things that it take to recompense, you know, that wrongfulness. But Esau, as you see, his spirit is wicked and there's no righteousness in him. He'll run away because he's a vagabond. You know, it says that in scriptures, you know? He goes to and from the earth and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't own up to his responsibility, basically. You know, all the murders and rapes and killings that he's done, you know, to not just our nation of people, but wherever he go. So we were delivered, right? We were delivered into our enemies, sold into slavery, abused, raped, murdered, forced into a society, or a nation, forced into a society and nation with no God-fearing laws, and were held accountable to their courts and their crooked systems and their judicial systems and lawmakers and, you know, the police officers. And we're forced systematically to pay into the society under a broken poverty nation of people that we're placed under, right? We're forced systematically to pay into the society off of broken poverty that we were placed into. So we were put into a situation of poverty, not given the ability and you know, the being able to prosper, right? Because of the system, we're not given that ability and be able to prosper. We're placed in these poverty and situations and parts all around the four corners of the earth, all around society. All these nations, you know, working the same, and they don't want to, you know, basically they don't want to let that oppression go. They don't want to let out because we built the system, right? And they know that, you know, if they were to lose that, you know, they'd be done for. So this is to let you guys know, right, that we have enemies. Esau is our number one oppressor, and which is a so-called white man. Look at the system and you can see the laws that, you know, are against God, are against the people of this nation, okay? And these are all facts, right? These are all facts that we can go and look up and do a history and find everything there, you know, if you don't believe. So, jump into the next verse. Psalm 35, 7. For without cause, they laid their net for me without reason. They dug a pit for my soul. That's basically what you see, you know, going on today. In the past and in today too. They have yet to let up or to pull back, you know, their hatred. It just fuels and fuels and fuels, right? Let me read it again. For without cause, they laid their net for me without reason. they dug a pit for my soul. So, again, the things that you see done to us out in these streets, this judicial system, their laws, is their pit. They're the pit for the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American soul. You know, they build these prison systems, build our nation of people up there, falsely accuse us, give unjust judgment on crimes. They threw drugs in our communities back in the 80s, right? And God's reversing all that now. As you can see, if you pay attention, the opioids and the things in their community that are going on are being, you know, thrown on their head, you know, at a rapid rate. Let's get into the next verse. Psalms 38:20. They also have rendered evil for good are my Slakia. They also that render evil for good are my adversaries, because I follow the thing that is good. So, along with Esau, these other nations that exchange evil for good, right? You know, you see people out here in this society, you know, trying to work, keep themselves, you know, together on this nation. That's not giving them a break. That's not allowing them to really, you know, flourish. But if you get into this truth, you understand that, you know, this is not a place of rest. So, you know, honestly, we shouldn't, you know, be looking to really advance in this nation and really, but what we should be focusing on is coming back to the laws and commandments, you know, not allowing these curses to overcome us, that God is with us and that he'll, you know, he will keep us. Okay, so, you know, it's not for us, you know, to be prosperous in this world and under this nation, but God's gonna make us prosperous in a new kingdom. Okay, so even though still, you know, the law's not set up, you know, in our favor or anything, you know, they look to do evil towards us, you know, exchange evil for good. Okay, as a nation of people, the Israelites, we have a righteous spirit, but Esau's laws and justice systems, you know, corrupt that in the children of Israel, and he continues to pursue them, okay? 1 John 3:12, next precept. Do not be like Cain, you know, and that's basically the answer to Psalm 38:20. Do not be like Cain, who was of the wicked and slew his brother. And wherefore he slew him, because of his own works. Because of his own works were evil, and his brothers were righteous. Okay? So we are the righteous people, and Esau is the wicked, the so-called white man. Okay? And if you don't believe that, as a nation of people, that, you know, the white people, the elite, are not oppressing the so-called blacks, Native American, and Seminole Indians, you're mistaken. And your spirit is off. You can see these things going on, but a lot of people that make excuses, that don't want to admit, you know that their spirit is off, and there's no righteousness in them, okay? 1 John 3:12, I'll read it again. Do not be like Cain, who was of the wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore he slew him, because his own works were evil, and his brothers were righteousness. So, the answer to why, you know, it's oppression and why, you know, we are still under these conditions is because of Esau, the so-called white man, the elites, the people in power, right, that are ruling this earth, they're evil. Their works are evil. There's no righteousness in them. So even though it be his desire to, you know, wipe all the nations out and just have a few people, you know, he knows through the prophecy the things that come into pass. And so, you know, his time is running up. And so he's trying to press down harder on the neck of the nation of these people, or the Israelites, Slakia, the Israelites. And, you know, he's got nowhere to go. His time is running out. You know, and judgment is nearer than you think. So understanding the scripture and having that, you know, awareness, at least we know where we are and can say, you know, after this kingdom falls, you know, because destruction is coming, after this kingdom falls, that Yahweh Shai with the world and he calls Jesus Christ is coming to save his people and establishing a new kingdom. And that kingdom is going to last forever. And no man is going to be able to take it out of his hand. So Esau, you're not going to rise up. We're not going to put anybody under oppression. As a matter of fact, all the other nations are going under slavery for 1,000 years. And after 1,000 years, Esau, your nation of people are going to be extinct because the Most High is going to wipe you out. And that's truth and facts. Read it in the scripture. Okay? So, although we have enemies that oppress us, that have held us, you know, close until to the very last and refuse to let us up, salvation is for Israel. And then you can understand why the salvation is only for the Israelites, because all the other nations have had us captive, have never recompensed for their evils that they've done to a nation of people. Innocent people who have done no wrong against them, but as a nation of wicked spirited people, you know, Esau, so-called white man, continues to oppress and runs away from his judgment. But it's coming. It's coming, Esau. jump down to Revelation 17. Jump into Revelation 17, 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, right? Who are the blood of saints? Those are the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indians. That's the house of Israel, right? And written in Slakia, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Okay? So, Revelations we know to be a revealing of things, a revealing of time. So we're saying here, you know, when things, as things are revealed, we see that this nation and all of the kingdoms before have basically drunken the blood of the saints, have killed the prophets, have killed these people. You know, millions and millions of Israelites were killed throughout the history of our nation of people, innocently, okay, by these wicked, evil Edomites, wicked nation of people. And there were other nations involved too, but Esau, you're at the top of the list, right? Just letting you guys know that, man. You have to understand that we have enemies to this very day. We're going to end it on, we're going to wrap it up on this verse right here. Ecclesiastes 3:15. That which have been is now, and that which is, Sakia, and that which is to be have already been, Sakia. Let me read it again. Ecclesiastes 3:15. That which have been is now, and that which is to be have already been. And God requires the past. That which is the past. So basically, that's just a scripture saying that God requires the past. All these things that were done are recorded in history, right? Are recorded, you know, in the heavens. Slakia. Are recorded in the heavens, in history too, but are recorded in the heavens. And God knows that. So when that judgment comes, Esau, you got a heavy tab to pay. And your people are going to pay for that, you know? Your people, the forefathers, the sons, right, of your people are going to pay. And thus says the Lord, because the past is required. So you have to own up to your wrongdoings, even though they're not going to, even though a nation of people are not going to. If there was a big speech or a big event that went on and that said that Esau, okay, look, as a nation of people, Edomites, you guys have to pay back for your wrongdoings, do you think that they'll admit up to it? No. They're not going to admit up to it. They're not going to claim, oh, that was a long time ago. Oh, look, we're building. The only way you can get past is to move on. I heard a sermon on YouTube. I was checking out this video. T.D. Jakes was talking about, you know, moving, getting over the past, right? Saying that, you know, we gotta, it's all in the past. We gotta move forward. We gotta, you know, let go of that. And T.D. Jakes is another one of these two-thirds of Israelites that are, you know, God's gonna put to death. because he's leading our people astray, and he knows it, and you know, he's working with his enemies, right? He's falsely saying and putting out that information, telling our people, hey, just let it go, when God requires a pass, right? So we know what's going on. We understand, those of us, the one-third that are in this truth and sincerity, we understand. And that's why, you know, we put out these, you know, podcasts and videos and things of that nature that to teach our people, because we want our people to be saved. We want that salvation to be for the house of Israel, you know, as many people as the Lord is calling. So if you understand anything, know that we have enemies, and know that, you know, God requires us to return to the Most High, return and do His statutes, laws, and commandments. Separate yourselves from your enemy, right? We're under our oppression, and we have to, you know, work and do things, you know, with our enemies. But, you know, to a certain extent, like, we don't have to be all, you know, wrapped up and get into relations with them, you know, and turn on our own people. We don't have to do that, all right? So, this is not saying that, you know, every so-called white person is an evil person, because, you know, there's confusion of faith, and there's people, you know, are really who their spirit are. So if your spirit is bear witness to this and you got confusion of faith, that doesn't mean that, you know, you're Esau, because your spirit, you know what I'm saying, really identifies who you are. So that's off the bat. But if you're listening and hearing this, and then, you know, it bothers you and it gets you upset and you in denial, we can tell by your spirit, you know, we can tell by your spirit who you are. And that's plain facts. So with that being said, Israel, I do hope this was edifying for you, that you gained something. If nothing else, return back to the Most High. Know that you have enemies, that Esau, the so-called white man, is your enemy. And don't believe for one second when these race wars come out that, you know, they're going to be fighting for you. Okay, people don't believe in these prophecies. A lot of them, you know, see life going on as it is. But don't be ignorant to the things that's going on. Don't be ignorant to the prophecy. You know, pray for understanding if you're having a hard time. Let God reveal that to you. With that being said, again, I hope this was edifying, Israel. I say shalom to the one-thirds out there keeping his laws and commandments. To the Akim out there preaching and teaching, and the prophets out there teaching to our nation of people. Out in the highways and byways, I say shalom. And to the 144,000 elect, I say shalom. And to Israel, shalom.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.